You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Honest AF Show with Barbara Ann Wild.
And me, Daniela Clark.
We are so excited. We are on location today in Beverly Hills, California, with a wonderful guest that we've had previously, and we're going to even get to learn more from him, Dr. Araz Mirazadeh. Thank you for having us.
And listen up, fellas. This is the show you've been waiting for, because we are going to talk about hair loss, not just for guys, but for girls too. But so this is for everybody, this show. Don't tune out of this beauty segment, because it's for everyone.
We've had so many people ask us about it too. So
yes.
It's going to be great.
We are so excited because we are, even though it's COVID, we are masked and on location with Dr. Mirazadeh.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi. We're so
excited to
be here.
To you
Thanks
again.
For having me.
Yes. Yeah, so,
it's always fun talking to you guys.
I know. I said this before, but I always feel like I'm having an affair with you, because whenever my husband's out of town, I have to like call you and go see you right away. So today we decided to come in and visit with Dr. Mirazadeh because he was so gracious to let us come in, and we're all masked up and ready to kind of talk about things that we've been hearing about, because we're getting a lot of Dear Daniela's, which is a segment that we do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the questions that we're getting are about hair loss. I know that a lot of men suffer with hair loss, but I know also a lot of women do. And I don't know whether it's hormonal, if some women lose hair when they lose weight.
Are you
COVID stress. Yeah. Are you seeing a lot of that recently?
Yeah. So hair loss is actually a really big category, and there's a lot of different reasons why people lose hair. Mm-hmm. So it can range from 18-year-olds to 80-year-olds who are losing their hair, mm-hmm. men and women. And wow. So it's not exclusively just for guys who are having that genetic male pattern, testosterone-driven hair loss. It's actually a lot of people. And right now, hair loss is on the rise. Mm-hmm. So there's this whole phenomenon with whether you got COVID or just from being around this period of a pandemic, which is extra stressful, mm-hmm. where people are seeing a significant amount of hair loss.
Oh, wow. I was kind of wondering, like, I wonder if it's like a certain hormone or something that we're not releasing because we're not being as social as we used to be, or we're not getting enough sunlight.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I am noticing it.
I think what you notice right now, is a lot of it is stress-driven, so it's going to be mm-hmm. cortisol, which
goes
up. I was
going to say, does cortisol cause hair loss?
Yeah, so when you're really stressed, your cortisol level is going to go up, and it's going to play a negative role on your body, increase inflammation, which is then going to lead to, down the road, to increasing the amount of hair that's shedding, so you're mm-hmm. going to see more hair in the shower, more on your pillow, more in your hand, and less on your head.
Yeah.
So it's a big problem.
Medication can do it too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Medications are a role in hair loss for women. Menopause is a problem. So hormone levels start to shift.
Mm-hmm.
And then some hair loss can happen after pregnancy. It's a major sudden fluctuation in your hormone levels. Mm-hmm. Another trigger for hair loss. And then, of course, any kind of like trauma. So whether it's from someone dying or you having a medical condition that gets you hospitalized,
mm-hmm.
that trauma can result in what's called shock loss, where your body suddenly goes under shock and you lose a lot of hair.
Oh, wow.
I personally went on a vacation to the Philippines a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I got bitten by a mosquito there. 2 weeks later, I'm extremely sick. For 4 months, I had these flu-like symptoms, and I lost a ton of hair over that four-month period, and I've been working to try to get it back ever since. So it can really happen.
Did you get a certain yellow fever or something crazy?
Unknown. They could never figure out what it exactly was. They just said write it out and it went away.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. So let's talk a little bit about what we could do about that. Like, do you find that there's supplements that work? Is there anything you can take like orally, like some kind of medication or supplements?
Yeah. I tell everyone doing something is definitely better than doing nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's so many different options that are out there, and some of them really work well and others not as much.
Mm-hmm.
But at the minimum, you should take a vitamin that contains biotin in it.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask you, because I take BioCell. Right?
Yeah.
So, and that
has biotin. So the concept behind the BioCell is going to be mostly the biotin is the key ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
And so biotin is one of the most important factors in health for your hair.
Mm-hmm.
So at the minimum, a biotin or any kind of over-the-counter vitamin that's for hair and nails, that's mm-hmm. going to strengthen your nails and be good for your hair. Okay. If you're going to go to the next level and see like a medical provider, there are better vitamins that we can offer to you that contain not only the biotin, but other key ingredients mm-hmm. that have been actually studied in clinical trials where you can see a difference 6 months later where there's substantial hair growth. Mm-hmm. And those make a big difference.
And it's the medical grade Viviscal, right?
Because yeah. So
you can get the lesser potent ones in the pharmacy, yeah. but you have the ones that are actually medically yeah. approved.
Yeah, I always feel bad. I see a lot of people who tell me, well, I've already bought that. I've been getting it from Bed and Bath and I've been taking it for 6 months and it never did anything. And the reality is that one wasn't the one that was in their study. That's half the strength and mm-hmm. has not ever been shown to actually regrow hair. It's the medical grade pro model where there's substantial hair growth that you can see with it. And then the Viviscal Pro contains some part of it comes from marine animals. Mm-hmm. So like from a shark cartilage. So not everybody wants mm-hmm. to take it. So for those who don't want to do that and they want to go more of a vegan route, mm-hmm. there's another vitamin called Nutrafol, which works very well. Mm-hmm. That one's also medical grade and we use it a lot. They both work equally well, in my opinion. I just think for each person, one is going to be right, whether it's because they're vegan or they don't want to have shark because they're kosher, mm-hmm. Or if they prefer the one that's has no animal products in it. The Nutrafol also has the option of getting one that is for men, one that's for women, and then one that's actually for women who are having hormonal changes.
Oh,
so it's nice because you can attack different issues and at different levels.
Oh, I like that.
Do they all have biotin?
Biotin's for sure going to be an all.
Because I at one point was having a lot of breakage in my hair, and I was taking biotin, not from you, not from a doctor, but it was making me break out in like hormonal cysts.
Interesting.
And the dermatologist said B12 in high concentrations can do that.
Yeah.
And so could biotin. So I was just wondering, is there an alternative to biotin or biotin's the key?
I think biotin's one of the best ones, but there are alternatives.
Oh, okay.
Selenium is a good choice.
Oh, okay.
So if you have an issue where you can't take biotin, selenium sublingual, so that means the ones that you put under your tongue and they dissolve, that's a good choice for you to do if you can't.
Oh, good to know.
So I would definitely look at that as a possible for the oral intake type of approach to improving
hair loss. So that's like step one.
That's step one. Mm-hmm. For men who have testosterone-driven genetic male pattern baldness, something else to consider is something like Propecia, finasteride. So that's an oral medication that's going to block the testosterone at the level of your scalp. So it prevents the testosterone from attacking your hair follicles and causing them to die. So that's a good choice. That's controversial. Not everyone wants to take that. There are concerns that it's going to cause their testosterone level to drop and have other side effects, sexual side effects.
Ooh, so no bueno.
So that's controversial. Some people take it, nothing ever happens to them, and it's amazing. And then other people take it and have problems and have to stop, or they just don't want to take it in general.
Right.
So
is that only for men?
That one's only for men.
Okay.
Yeah because if it has sexual side effects,
Right, but women have testosterone as well, right?
They do.
That's one of the reasons why women have hair loss too. Is lower than normal.
Yeah, but usually having high testosterone is not the cause of hair loss in women.
Oh, okay.
For the most part. Mm. For the most part, yeah.
Now,
Propecia is not a good choice for them.
These are all prescription drugs, right? So are they covered by insurance mostly or not? Because it's elective.
Yeah, so hair loss is considered a cosmetic condition overall. So the medications that are for it are not going to be covered by insurance unless you have patchy hair loss, which is called alopecia areata or some other condition that is deemed medical as opposed to you wanting to look your best.
Okay. So are they expensive or are they
not anymore?
Okay.
They used to be expensive, but they've all gone generic now and are easily available and very inexpensive.
Oh, I have a question. Does it work for all hair, like eyebrows, eyelashes, or is it just hair?
Yeah. Things that we've talked about thus far is pretty much just for the hair on your head.
Okay.
The vitamins will help you with supporting hair growth everywhere else if you're having an issue, but it's not specific for it.
Right.
Eyebrows and eyelashes, I think Latisse is probably your best choice.
Okay.
Or you can apply it nightly. FDA approved for use on eyelashes, but we have seen it do a great job on eyebrows as well.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a good choice for that.
Do you do, I'm just going to get off subject a little bit, but do you do hair transplants as well? But that would be like the
Yes, that's farthest. Like the last option.
Because I was going to say, I've been seeing a lot of cool eyebrow transplants that
yeah. people you can do small area hair transplantation yeah. now to the eyebrow. That's an option. And then there are some other very rare requested hair transplants, like men who want hair on their chest.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Yep. Some men are going in laser hair removal.
They want the Tom Selleck situation. Yeah. I'm dating myself.
Most men are going to get laser hair removal to get the chest hair off. And then there are others paying to have it put on.
Yeah. That's funny. So with supplements and medication that takes quite a bit of time and it's basically more for support than to actually fix what's already happening. Mm-hmm. So what are the options that people come to you for at your office?
Yeah, if your hair loss is more significant, you need to do a couple of things. You can't just rely on one vitamin, for example. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always say multiple things, layered approach is the best way. Mm-hmm. So the good news is we have a lot of treatments now that are available that do a really good job on helping you grow hair. And I'll recommend different ones based on what I see when I see you, how old you are, what's going on, how long has the hair loss been there. So there's not like one that's the best. There's one that's probably the best for you. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be hard for me to say this one's the best one. Okay. But one of the ones that we've been doing for the longest time now is PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. Mm-hmm. And that involves drawing blood from you. One syringe of your own blood, it goes in a specialized test tube that's spun in a centrifuge, which is a machine that then separates it out. It gets the red blood cells and all the red stuff, the inflammatory stuff out, and then it gives you this golden fluid, which is the plasma, that has a stem cell-like activity to it that when you re-inject it into the scalp can promote hair growth. Mm. Usually when you're doing the basic PRP hair treatments, you do need to do more of like a series approach to treatments. In women, maybe 3, and men with advanced hair loss, maybe 5 to get the best result. And then yearly, you're going to need to do something for maintenance.
What about guys that are younger that are worried about hair loss?
Yeah.
That haven't actually had it, but they're starting to see a little bit of a receding hairline.
Yeah. So for my guys who have very early signs of hair loss, I usually get them on vitamin, maybe do a PRP treatment to kind of boost everything. Mm. And then for them, I usually actually also give them a topical. Mm-hmm. So topical products are an excellent choice. The most basic one that you can get even at CVS is Rogaine. So Rogaine or minoxidil is going to cause hair on your scalp to grow.
Oh.
Interestingly enough, it's been a drug that's been around for a really long time, and it was made initially for blood pressure. But when people were taking it, people were taking it for their blood pressure, they noticed everyone in the trial was growing hair like crazy.
Wow.
So then over time, it became a liquid or foam that you can apply to your scalp to cause hair growth. Positives are it works really well. Negatives are that when you stop using it, you lose the effect and eventually you're going to lose the hair that you gain from just minoxidil.
Like Cinderella.
And is that the same with what they're coming to your office for? Would that, if they stopped, like how long would that procedure last for? And how often do they need to come in to keep that up?
Yeah. So the younger guy who's coming to my office is usually taking vitamins for 6 months, doing their PRP treatment, and then they're using the topical product, which in my office is a more of a custom approach. So we have a custom blended one that has Rogaine in it, but it also has other ingredients in it that have been shown to block hair loss. And so they'll actually use that topical possibly forever. Mm-hmm. So if you use it up through your about age 50, you're going to prevent your hair from ever falling out.
Oh, wow.
So a simple
step.
Yeah, it helps
you keep what you have, right?
Yeah, because keep what you have. Use
I
it at
night.
I
brought Zach in and you made it for him as a prescription.
Yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely. So. And it works really well. That's a custom compounded medication, tolerated by, I would say, like 90% of people. So it's a very good choice for most people. And we have 3 different formulas, depending on if you're male, female, or what's going on. And then that's custom blended for your issues.
So females would do the same sort of thing. If they're starting to see that their hair is thinning, they could do the same.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There are some young women that have really substantial hair loss that's like devastating, and we do these kind of approaches for them.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Are women more receptive to the treatments than men?
I think hair loss is a different kind of category. It's different than the rest of cosmetics.
Right.
Men are all in. Men do not want hair loss. Trust me, as somebody who has hair loss, it is like a big deal to us.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Unless you look really good with a shaved head, you want your hair and it's...
But I'm saying the treatments that you do, are women having better results than men?
Oh, okay. I think women have the best results because they don't have that ongoing gene that's trying to kill your hair.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
So the men are constantly under attack forever. Right. So they have to do something.
Well, they got to have something that gets them. Exactly. I mean, look what we deal with.
The women is usually more commonly situational. The women's hair loss is like something happened, a hormone shifted or something happened that caused the hair loss. And then you can do something, get it back, and they just move on.
Right.
As opposed to having that genetic type of hair loss that men are suffering from.
Let's talk about like price for some of these procedures. Mm-hmm. Like what are people looking at, like as far as, you know, if they're going to do a program where they're going to stay on it for almost life, and what is that going to run?
Yeah, so the topical products, if they're going to do that for extended periods of time, I think it costs somewhere around $350 every, depending on how much they need, 3 to 5 months. Mm-hmm. So it's not too bad. With PRP treatments, it's going to range depending on where you go. Mm-hmm. And I should tell you that not all PRP is created equal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get PRP at a very low price, but you're not getting the right test tube, the right concentration, the right extraction. So you're not going to get a result.
Mm.
Whereas some of the other PRP systems are far more robust and get you a much higher concentration of that platelet-rich plasma, and you're going to get more of a result. The one that I use is a triple concentrated tube. So our treatments cost $1,100 for the PRP one. And then our next tier up treatment that adds extra extracellular matrix proteins and some other additives in it, which is the most popular treatment in my office. That one's going to be closer to $3,500. But that one, instead of having to do a series of treatments, you usually do one.
Oh, okay.
You do one, and 6 months later, you have substantial amount of hair growth.
Okay. That's, and the then you just maintain it with the supplements.
With the topicals.
And the topical.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Supplements for 6 months and then maintain it with the topical. That's the most popular treatment with men between the age of, like, say, 20 and 40. That's like the number one.
Okay.
That's the go-to, consistently getting really nice results in most
people. That's
not
so bad considering, you know.
No, because even the, like, if you go to get Rogaine in a pharmacy, it's, I think, $35 for a month anyway. So it's not, if you consider that over the long term, it's really not that much more expensive. And then to do something, you know, the big guns, and then just, you know, maintain, I think it makes the most sense if you could afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. We do have two very new and exciting treatments for hair loss too. So that's pretty exciting. So for a long time, we were always focused on PRP and stem cells and how those can affect hair growth. And then recently they discovered this other cell line that's working in conjunction with the stem cells in your body, and they're called exosomes. So we don't fully comprehend everything about them, but what we do know is they're pretty impressive and they're causing a lot of amazing things. So they've been used, for example, on people who've suffered from burns, and they applied it on the burn and then their skin was healing and growing back.
Wow.
So that's kind of what set it off and where cosmetic surgeons started thinking, maybe we should try this for hair loss as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're using that in the scalp and injecting it directly towards the hair roots. And we're seeing very impressive amounts of hair growth.
Wow.
So that's kind of like the new frontier and where we're headed, basically.
That's actually what I meant to ask you on the PRP and some of the treatments that you mentioned. Is it painful? Do you have to get numb for it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so the injectable treatments that we've talked about so far, the PRP one specifically, it can be a little bit painful because you're getting multiple little needle sticks in your scalp. We use a cryo, so we freeze your scalp while we're doing it now so that you feel it a little bit less. And then we also offer Pronox, which is a type of anesthesia where you can inhale a little bit as you're doing it. And that will kind of get you relaxed, calm you down, and lessens
take
the
edge off.
Takes the edge right off. So it allows it
like
to become
like a laughing gas.
Yeah, it makes it more tolerable for everyone.
Okay, good.
If you do numbing injections, I've found that it makes your results less. So there are lots of places that do it that way, and it's standard for them. But there is a lidocaine is what we use to numb the scalp, and there are studies that have shown that the lidocaine blocks the activity of the PRP.
Interesting.
Yeah. So in my office, you're going to get a little bit more pain, but a little bit more results, hopefully.
No pain, no gain.
Exactly.
Right.
Beauty costs.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And now we have one more treatment that we've recently added that's really nice because this one is particularly exciting for women.
Oh.
So let's say you had your hair dyed and you had to go blonde and something went wrong and you got breakage and you had to get a really short haircut.
Mm-hmm.
You want your hair to grow fast. You can have this treatment and your hair will grow more quickly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So really nice.
What is it? Is it an injectable? Or
so it's actually using a system called, the treatment's called Keralase. And it uses a laser that is very gently treating your scalp. So not much discomfort at all. So we first move your hair into different parts and laser your scalp. And what that does is actually it's creating these microscopic channels.
Oh, so it allows like a microderm?
Essentially. The idea is like these microscopic little holes are being drilled in your scalp painlessly. And then we have the opportunity to apply a medication that then it goes right in. So we're delivering the biologics directly to your hair root and causing the hair growth.
That's cool.
But what's cool is that the factor that they discovered actually is exactly the same as the growth factors that are naturally in your scalp. So your hair is always, all the hair on your head is going through this like different cycle. So some of your hair is supposed to fall. That's why you see shedding or hair loss when you shower or on your pillow.
Right.
Some of your hair is supposed to grow, and then some of it's supposed to be in this sleep phase where nothing's happening. What this does is it makes all of the hair on your scalp go into growth phase. So instead of having shedding and sleeping and falling and everything, all your hair is growing. So then your whole head looks fuller because all the hairs are growing.
Wow. And how often do you do that? Is that something that you do more than once?
Yeah, there are different protocols that we have for it. So if you're doing that as your standalone treatment for your hair growth.
Is that mainly for, but that one's mainly for women that have experienced breakage?
No, I just brought that up because a lot of women have that issue and they love it. But you can do it for breakage issues. You can do it for thinning issues. So say your hair is becoming more fine and thin because of hormonal issues.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can actually do this and each individual hair will be thicker. So that's really
incredible.
Nice. Yeah. And then you can definitely do it for regular hair loss, male and women.
Wow.
So you have a bald spot somewhere or you have diffuse thinning. You can treat the areas on the scalp, apply the Keralase product on. It'll absorb in and then you can regrow hair.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is that already available?
It is available.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw you do that to someone on your Instagram,
Face Expert MD. Yeah.
I saw you doing something with a laser in a woman's scalp.
Definitely.
How much does that cost?
So those treatments are approximately $750 each.
Okay.
Each time you do it. Mm-hmm. There's two different protocols. One of them is where you do 3 treatments, and there's another one where you do 6 treatments.
Okay.
If you're not going to do anything else at home, you do 6 treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are going to pair it with some of the other stuff that we offer, they usually do 3.
And how far apart do you do the treatments?
Once a month.
Once a month. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and then after that, after you finish the 6 treatments, is there a maintenance program or anything?
The maintenance is every once in a while, come and do one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Like everything, you got to do a little bit of something to keep
things
going.
So exciting.
Yeah, well, you heard it first here.
Because I know so many women that have asked me since we've been doing the podcast, what products to thicken your hair or my hair is thinning and, you know, hormones especially or stressed or... And that would be an incredible treatment for women that don't need to go fully, you know, doing something more, you know, like a PRP.
Definitely. It's quick. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Pain-free.
That's awesome.
Feels a little bit warm, but that's about it. No real downtime. And it's customizable on how many times you need to do it for you. So the price point can be really low for
most
It's great
people.
That there's all these amazing research and solutions that are coming our way. Because,
totally.
I mean, these are things that really... can devastate somebody. It's, you know, it's bad enough to get old and get wrinkles, but to lose your hair on top of it, it's like such a slap in the face.
True.
How dare they?
Yeah.
And those growth factors actually come in also in a dropper. So that's part of what you can do at home. So you can actually take them home and apply them nightly to your scalp.
Wow.
It's not sticky. It's very easy to put on. And you can just support additional
that's
hair
amazing.
Growth.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
So exciting.
Lots of choices besides
That's great. Thank you. So the other thing we wanted to talk to you about, this is something that has been really bothering me, is as I'm aging, and I know a lot of other women have gone through this and possibly men, but when you start to have that shift, that hormonal shift, I'm noticing a lot of really loose skin, crepey skin. Yeah. All over my body. Like my skin just doesn't look the way it used to look. And that's freaking me the fuck out. I can't even deal with it. Like between like my knees, my elbows. I mean, and just like everywhere. Like when I go like this, I see wrinkles and crepey skin. I'm like, what is happening? No, make it stop.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do?
That's a really common complaint.
Okay, so we come to you with that complaint. What do you do for us, doctor?
Especially in arms, like underarms. Oh, my God. It's so wicked.
Yeah. Arms are...
Yeah.
I know. I get that complaint every single day, whether it's on the neck, the arms.
Oh, good to know
I'm
not an alien. Neck, forget it.
It's everybody.
Yeah.
The knees. There's always going to be a complaint about it somewhere. Some people on the, even on their back or their elbows. They feel like they're... In LA, a lot of people are so fit and they look so young, but the elbows are a good giveaway.
Your elbows, your hands, your neck.
Neck.
And your knees.
So what do you do for
Can you do Botox?
Skin tightening?
Or? What do you do?
Botox is not going to be the most effective for crepe. So for at home, I recommend Elastin Transform Body Cream.
Okay.
So that's a good moisturizer for your skin, but it also does have a good effect on crepe. So,
Really? Yeah. Where do you get that? Where
we
is
have
that available?
It's a medical grade. So also at medical offices that carry the line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we do have it
And
here.
Is that something you use nightly or?
Twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So morning after the shower and at night before you go to bed,
definitely.
I guess.
Yeah. So you're going to moisturize your skin, which is nice, but you're also going to help clear out old cellular collagen debris, allowing for the new collagen to be laid down appropriately. So it reduces crepe. It's also actually in studies been shown to be very effective when you pair it with treatments. So what's pretty cool is if you come in and you're doing a treatment to improve skin quality and reduce body fat, like TrueSculpt ID, when you use your Transform Body Cream with it, you're actually going to cause there to be more fat loss and even better skin results.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they actually did a study where they were only allowed to put the cream on half the body, not the other half, but both sides were treated with the machines. The side that had the cream and the device had a better result.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting because one of the things that, you know, is so hard because you really want to fix it. You really can't stand the sight of it. So you're watching TV and there's all these commercials for all this like, you know, crepe erase and all these different treatments
and
that you can
read
try.
The reviews and it's like, oh, well, I guess.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. But also there's like so many products on the market that are skin tightening, moisturizing, this, that, the other. And I find that nothing really works because it's coming from, it's hormonal. It's like, it's a shift in your body and what your body does. So it's, you can put slather crap on all day long and it's not really going to change anything.
Yeah.
There's no
one miracle cure.
Right.
That's for sure.
What about treatments wise?
We have some options. So if the area you want to treat has an issue where there's some unwanted fat and skin issue at the same time, then I love using TrueSculpt ID.
Okay.
So what that uses, that applies a paddle overlying the skin to the area that you want to treat.
Okay.
And then it's only 15 minutes. It gets rid of about 20 to 24% of unwanted body fat in the area. But at the same time, because of that radio frequency energy that's going to be heating your skin, it is going to cause your skin to have some tightening.
Oh, that's
good. So you can get a nice result.
Even if you don't have like a lot of body fat, like even if you're thin and you're still just got loose skin, just, you know.
Is there something else you do for that? That's what I was going to say. Because like Daniela doesn't have fat.
Yeah. So on Daniela, what would you do? I wouldn't use that on her.
What would you do for her, skin tightening?
Yeah, for just straight skin tightening and crepe erase, I would for sure go with radio frequency microneedling.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the most effective tools that we have now. And it's also really nice because it doesn't have a lot of the issues with downtime. It doesn't have the issues with sun exposure issues. So we're in California. With lasers, you're going to have to be a lot more strict about sun exposure.
Right.
But with radio frequency microneedling, you can do it year-round on all skin types.
Is that what you would recommend around my eyes? Because I feel like my skin around my eyes is like kind of...
I do like it for around the eye as well. Yeah.
You could do it for around the eyes.
Yeah, you can definitely do it around the eyes. And for around the eye, I actually like to do combination approach. So you do the radio frequency microneedling and you do the laser treatment on top of it. So what we're finding now is the paired treatment gives you the best results.
What laser do you do for the eye area?
So I usually like to use erbium laser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So erbium laser resurfacing for eyelids and around the mouth is number one.
Is there downtime to that?
About a week.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you're going to do that treatment, you're looking at a 1 week downtime.
And I scar easily. So is that one that you have to worry about for... Like,
I think you'll be okay. We just adjust settings based on your skin type, how thick it is to really make things work.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And there are lesser downtime ways of doing that treatment as well. But if you're looking for that kind of like close to surgical result in the eyelid area.
Yeah.
If you do the 1 week downtime approach, you're going to get a really nice result.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But you can do lighter versions of it where it's only 2 days or 2 to 4 days.
I follow you on Instagram, and I've been seeing some of your and guys, if you don't follow Dr. Mirajadeh on Instagram, you should do so. We'll give you his handle at the end of the show. But it's Face Expert MD, yeah. Right? Yeah. But I've been seeing you doing like demos on skin tightening. And mm-hmm. Is it called Skin Tight? Or
That's one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of different devices, and they have overlapping features. Mm-hmm. And for each person, we may pick a different combination of them. Mm-hmm. I think everything's about combinations now, right. Not just doing one thing, but trying to do a couple of things together is for the best approach. So if you have a substantial amount of loose skin, then the one that you're talking about, I think, is called Face Tight. Mm. So there's
that too.
Yeah. And then depending on where you're doing it, it has a different name. Mm-hmm. So there's a smaller handpiece called Face Tight, which is designed for the jawline and neck. Mm. And there's a longer handpiece called Body Tight for bigger body areas. And then there's a mini handpiece called AccuTight, which is perfect for tiny little areas like a little brow lift or underneath your eye. Or if you have a small issue right under your neck or anywhere where you have a small problem, then you can use the AccuTite handpiece.
And is that something that lasts a while?
It does. I think you'll get several years of a result. Yeah. And that one's considered minimally invasive, meaning that you do, the device does go underneath your skin. So we do a numbing injection protocol, tighten the area, and there is some swelling and recovery associated with it. Depending on what area you're doing, it's going to have a different amount of recovery time.
Are any of those machines that we have here, any of these?
No, this one is the Keralace one. So this was the laser that we used for the hair loss that we talked about.
Oh, okay.
And this is like the combed handpiece that moves your hair out of the way while it's lasering your scalp. Mm-hmm. And then this.
Is that painful?
Not really. It's like mildly warm. No, we actually adjust the setting because you're not supposed to feel pain.
Awesome.
So we want to do it at the setting where you don't feel pain, other than a little bit of heat.
Yeah. Okay.
This one is definitely for body sculpting and improvement, and this is TrueSculpt Flex. This is the muscle sculpting technologies.
Right. So this is the one
that... You can't go to the gym right now. Yeah. Pandemic 15, you've gained some weight. You want to rev your metabolism. You want to sculpt out your body. Then TrueSculpt Flex is going to be
body parts?
It's versatile. You can do your abs. You can do your quads, so your legs. You can do your hamstrings behind your leg, your butt. It's a great way to get a nice butt lift and get some improvement there. Mm-hmm. You can treat calves, some areas of the arm. So it's a versatile way to build out, sculpt out muscle. You can choose to make it bulky muscle or you can make it long, lean muscle.
That's amazing.
Because it has modes that simulate kind of like Pilates.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it has like a Pilates mode and it has like a Barry's boot camp mode. So it has different modes. So you can customize your treatments depending on what your goals are.
And the sensation is, because we talked about this briefly, the sensation is that it feels just like you're working out and you can't, it's as intense as a really hard workout, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of sit-ups.
You physically will feel like you're doing sit-ups because your muscles are contracting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, you're actually going to do 54,000 crunches, basically. One session.
Are you really sore afterward?
So I think
you were in the gym and...
I think you're not that sore unless you work out the same body part the next day.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it has these phases where it almost feels like a massage, and I think maybe that's why we don't get that sore after we do it. But the results are insane. I've worked out in the gym, I've been with trainers, I've been on meal plans, I've done it all for years and years. I can get a flat ab, but I can never get any kind of definition.
Right.
And for the first time in my life, I had cut abs.
And how does it work? Like, what is the technology? It's not melting fat, right? It's building muscle.
Yeah, it's building muscle.
Incredible. Stimulates your muscle, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But when your body builds muscle, it naturally burns fat.
Right.
So that's kind of like how that relationship happens and why it looks so visually nice when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a direct electrical stimulation of your muscle. So your full thickness of your muscle gets stimulated and contracts. And the contractions of the TrueSculpt Flex are in different directions. So it is actually going to do things that you don't normally do.
Right, like you couldn't possibly do
it. You couldn't possibly twist your muscle, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to cause twisting motions, lengthening motions, long contractions, short, quick contractions. So you're getting every different kind of aerobic activity. And what's really cool is that it actually makes your metabolism go up. So for 12 weeks, your metabolism is way high.
Wow, so you can go home and eat a chocolate sundae and relax. No. Don't take my advice.
Doctor's not recommending that, Danielle.
No. I'm a little more tolerant of my patients than that. I actually say, well, if you've been trying to lose weight and you haven't been able to, this is your opportunity. Mm-hmm. You have 12 weeks where your metabolism is going wild. Mm-hmm. Pair it with any diet that you want, whether it's like a keto diet or intermittent fasting diet. You do it during this treatment. You will shed pounds quick.
That's so amazing.
Yeah. And how often do you... get you through that pregnancy hump. So you're like, can't lose that weight anymore. Mm-hmm. You're stuck.
That last 10 pounds or whatever.
You're going to get married. You have a wedding coming up, whatever.
Yeah, for weddings, we have a lot of couples come and do it together.
Even better, when you get divorced, come in here, get your shit together.
How often do you do this treatment?
So you do 4 treatments in a 2-week window to get your results. And then after that, it's up to you. It depends on your needs. So I have some people who love to come once a month and they're like, I'm not going to the gym anymore. This is what I'm going to do once a month to maintain everything. And I have others who come like once every 3 months or once every 5 months is like a touch-up treatment, depending on what they want to do.
Amazing.
And so depending on the body parts is also depending on the price, or is it kind of the same?
So it depends on how many body parts you want to do.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep. And do you sell it in packages?
Yeah, they do come in packages.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. Wow. What a wealth of information.
I know. This is really, really exciting.
Yeah, that's a good choice. And it's really big right now because everyone's got a problem area that's creeping up as we haven't had our gyms and we're sitting at home having more wine and food.
Right.
What that's about so exciting. To just get rid of fat in a specific area, like the back of your arm?
Yeah.
Like that area.
Yeah. For that, my favorite is the TrueSculpt ID that we talked about earlier. And that's where you just heat radio frequency heat delivered instead into your fat.
Okay.
So all of the energy goes in your fat in that one. And then that's going to cause your fat cells to die permanently. Because you're actually born with a set number of fat cells. So once it's gone, it's gone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if your weight stays the same, you'll visually stay the same forever once you get it to have that treatment.
Amazing.
Mm. Yeah. So that one's really nice. Yeah. And then after that, you can use actually the Body Tight and Face Tight that we talked about.
Yeah.
You can actually use that device to melt fat in an area while you're tightening skin as well. And you can even pair it with small volume liposuction to kind of take the fat out.
Wow. And do you have a pillow and a bed in the back so that we could just stay here and we could just do all this stuff on a daily basis?
Oh, my God. There's so many. But you know what? It's so exciting to me because, sometimes you think, oh, man, this getting old stuff sucks. But it's exciting that there are options and there are ways to kind of combat it a little bit and make yourself feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can pair them too. So when you do the TrueSculpt ID for the fat and you do the flex for the muscle, when you do them together, it actually makes both of them more robust. So you get even crazier results.
Mm-hmm. And I have a question for you. You said that the one you like to do for like the jawline and to tighten, do you do that in conjunction with filler or it's as opposed to filler?
Got it. So it's somewhat as opposed to filler. So usually what I tell my patients who are going to be doing that treatment is, we're not going to do your filler right now because a lot of times that's where the conversation starts.
Right.
Let's do your treatment. Let's tighten the area. And then you're only going to use much smaller amount of filler to fine tune things and sculpt out your face completely. Mm-hmm. So then you have less filler on board and something that lasts more longer and looks more natural.
I think, because if you keep doing filler, everyone starts to look nothing like themselves and you lose all those lines. You know, everything just becomes full.
So yeah, if you overdo it, you're going to definitely lose.
Yeah, it seems like the trend is going away from filler a lot. So
yeah, do filler, but not do it in crazy amounts is the trend. Mm-hmm. Use it to fine tune things, to sculpt things, but don't over volumize.
Super important to go to an artist or doctor that has an artistic flair as opposed to, someone that's advertising for, $500 for a vial.
Yeah, and do your research. You look like a blowfish. Make sure you pick a good
doctor. Yeah, the over puffy, over volume thing is out.
Yeah, I think it was always out. Never looked right to begin with.
No, but you don't see it as much anymore. Mm-hmm. As, there was that window there when it first came on the scene where everyone looked the same. Mm-hmm. And now I think it's really nice that you're using machines like this that contour and, give you the definition as opposed to just filling up areas.
Yeah, I think the idea is now we're not chasing lines, we're restoring. So why did it happen in the first place? Did you lose bone volume mass? Did you lose fat? Did you lose skin laxity? So wherever you lost it, let's address that and let's fix that instead of just putting things in to try to puff it out and make it look less saggy.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Do you have any other questions?
No, I was just going to ask you, what are you most excited about right now as, you know, when you do this on a daily basis, like what is the most innovative, exciting treatment that you're doing?
Mm-hmm. I think the most exciting, that's a hard one because I'm so excited about so many things all the time.
I'm so excited. But I think
for like the crepey skin issue and skin mm-hmm. tightening, I think we have really good options right now. Mm-hmm. We have 3 machines that work really well on it. And depending on the issues that you have, like they do a nice job, mm-hmm. all radio frequency based, with lower downtimes now and like greater results than what we were seeing in the past.
Mm-hmm. And can we go to your website for befores and afters? Like, do you have a,
I have something with, it's currently under construction, so there may not be that many on there, but on Face Expert MD on the Instagram,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see a lot of it there. And definitely when you come into the office, we can show you a lot more.
We're definitely going to make another trip here without the cameras. And,
Well, I mean, as soon as the cameras switch off, I think I need to get a little help.
We'll have a machine party.
Yeah, please do. It's so exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, You're welcome. You so much for letting us bust into your office today, masks and all, and talking to us and giving us some hope. Guys, if you want to check out Dr. Mirazada, he is in Beverly Hills, California. That's where we are today. So make sure you check out his Instagram and website and you give consultations.
Yes. So. And now we even do video consultations.
Oh, yeah.
That's telemedicine.
Great. Yeah. So it's nice we do that first and then
things are
looking good. Then they're fly in, drive in or whatever it's going to be.
That's awesome. Get their treatments.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I think that is a wrap for Honest AF for today. So thank you so much, Doctor. This is very enlightening and exciting for us. Just remember, if you have any questions or suggestions or any topics that you want us to discuss in the next episode, make sure to hit us up on our socials, Honest AF Show on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and honestafshow.com
on our website.
You can write to us. And again, make sure you subscribe, review. And
you got it, Daniela.
That's it. Look at me go today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're super excited.
Yes. We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident. That's up to you and the law to decide. But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags, because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.